Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show, where me, your host, LC, will be holding it down for the next 30 minutes or so. My partner, Jack, will not be able to make this show this evening due to prior engagements, but as they say, the show must go on. We have a great guest lined up for you this evening, so sit back, relax, and enjoy some great radio. Our show this evening is being brought to you by RealPeopleGetFit.com. Tone, strength, and reshape your body. Check them out. Go to www.RealPeopleGetFit.com. You're looking to partner with the LC and Jack Radio Show? Give us a call. You can reach us directly, area code 631-664-4452. We have packages for live plugs on the air. You want to do some advertising on the LC and Jack webpage, we have a package that will meet your need. So give us a call. Again, that number is area code 631-664-4452. If you'd like to call us here during the show, here in the studio, you can reach us directly, area code 347-843-4738. Again, my name is LC, your host, and thank you very much for tuning in. I will bring in one of my partners in crime, Kim, from Kim's Commentary. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Hi, LC. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad you're able to make the show. Jack is MIA as usual, but, we're going to hold it down for him.
Hi, Jack, wherever you are.
we're gonna hold it down for him.
Yes, we are. We miss you, Jack.
Yeah. So how are you? How's your week?
Oh, it's busy as always. And you?
Great, great. I had a chance this weekend to see the Floyd Mayweather Sugar Shane Mosley fight, which was very disappointing.
Why?
Yeah, why? Because I guess after the third round, I decided to nod off, okay? It was just very boring, and the outcome was pretty evident.
Why do you say that?
A lot of hype behind this fight. Everybody was waiting months and months and months for this fight.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it is, Kim. And you get all excited, and you think this is going to be the event of the century. And it turns out to be the bomber, okay?
What do you think made it a bomber, though?
Just, you had two fighters, one that's really in his prime and one that's on the downside of his career.
Mm-hmm.
But, he always thinks that, that older fighter always thinks he can hang with the young boxer. And unfortunately, he looked like an old man out there.
Wow.
He looked like a very old man out there, but it was great.
Really?
It was, huh?
You thought he looked like an old man, huh?
Yeah, he looked like an old man out there. I mean, it was a gallant effort. He won the distance. But, like I said, it was just a little unfortunate that he didn't fight this big fight a couple of years ago, and maybe it would have been a different outcome. But Floyd Mayweather put it on him. And so we'll see what happens. We'll see who Floyd's going to fight next. But at least it was a great opportunity to see some good friends and family.
Make
got some good
money.
Food. It was good. It was nice.
Okay.
Nothing exciting your way, huh? I figured, you have a hot date that you were on this weekend. You know, I know you're out there doing your thing, okay? And kicking guys to the curb left and right.
You think Kim's tough like that, huh? Wow.
For those that don't know, Kim is doing her thing out there. She's playing hard to get. So, every week or every so often, I have to kind of pry some information out of her and see where she is in the dating game. So,
well, I will tell you that the difficult thing about dating is, deciding who is, I don't want to say good enough, but, who's going to really give you the best quality time. And it's really difficult in today's world,
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of demands on everybody's life, so.
That's right. Yes, it is. It's very difficult, and time is very short. So with that, give us a call. You can reach us directly, area code 347-843-4738. Okay, Kim, we have a great guest today. I'd like to get right in it with her. She is on the line. Our guest today, Kim, is a proud mother and personal trainer. She recently launched RealPeopleGetFit.com, where she trains her clients via the web. And we are so delighted to welcome to the show. All right, let's give her a nice, nice hand, Ms. Chantel Penn Curry. Hello, Chantel.
Hi,
how
Chantel.
Are you? Welcome
Hi,
to the LC
guys.
And Jack Radio Show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
We're happy that you're on. Say hello to Kim, my partner. From
Hi,
Kim's
Kim.
Commentary.
Hi, Chantel. Great to talk to you tonight.
Great to connect with you, Kim. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So Chantel, tell us a little bit of about RealPeopleGetFit.com.
Well, RealPeopleGetFit.com is a business that I started in January this year.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a very new business, although I've been executing my bang and body workout for years now, which is how I kind of banged my own body into shape. I started the program really because I have a sincere passion to help other women like myself get their bodies in order and to make living fit and healthy basically a lifestyle decision.
Well, I could show. I'm sorry. I could see on your website that you are definitely a workout queen. Okay.
Well, I like to think that I work smart and not hard.
Oh, okay.
I've really, really developed a systematic way through strength training of improving your body in terms of adding more curves. Using strength training and building muscle to incinerate fat, and it's been working. It's worked for myself. It's worked for my clients, and I just want to share that concept with others as much as possible.
Now, I found, as we spoke previously, your concept very unique via the web. You are doing the consultation. Tell the listeners how that actually is done. Are you actually designing a program specifically for them, or is it a general workout program? How's that work?
Well, basically, what you do is if you're interested in becoming a member of RealPeopleGetFit.com, you would log onto my site, select your package of choice. Once you confirm your participation through PayPal, through actually paying for the program, which is a monthly payment, and just so you know, my average rate is only about $45 a month, so it's very cost effective.
Say that again, $45 a month. That's very reasonable. That's more than I pay. That's very inexpensive.
Absolutely.
Very
absolutely.
Inexpensive. My membership fee is more than that.
Absolutely. There's no excuse. There's no excuse to get your body in order. But basically, you pay for your program of choice, and then you are routed to a fitness profile questionnaire that basically asks you questions that will help me to determine your body type. Once I evaluate that information, I then write a program for you that's specific to your body type.
All right, so what if I'm about 400 pounds and I'm like, you can't write anything for me. I mean, I'm just a very heavy guy. I mean, how do you work with somebody who's frustrated that, you know, they want to lose weight, but they feel very, I don't want to say obese, but they feel very heavy?
Well, you know, and that's common.
And out of shape.
And it, absolutely. It's common. I mean, you could be a 5'4" you know, woman who has an extra 25 pounds left over from her pregnancy, and she feels fat and heavy. So it really depends on where you are, what you want to accomplish. My whole point for being in existence with respect to this website is to provide motivation, support, to hold you accountable, to help you reach your milestones. And I do that through a very, very intimate process, and that is video and audio interaction with all of my clients.
Nice. I like that. I like that a lot.
It's working. And, you know, the whole thing is that people want to be held accountable. They want to be held accountable. It's one thing to have the information, but you're not going to know necessarily what to do with it. You need to know the level of intensity. You need to make sure you're actually maximizing that information so that you can get the end result that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess, you're setting up a actual program for them. Is there also, in that program, is there some type of diet or, I guess, eating consumption program built into that?
Yes, a big portion of weight loss or any successful training program is nutrition. I am not a certified wellness consultant, but I do provide nutrition recommendations based on best practices mm-hmm. by myself as well as other individuals.
And that's great. That's a part of that. Right, because I don't think a lot of people really have an idea of, you know, hey, you can work out hard, but part of the program is for you to at least to have some type of guidance of how to eat properly.
Right, exactly. So yes, I do provide nutrition recommendations in addition to the actual 28-day program. And just so you know, each of my clients receive a brand new program every 28 days.
Okay, so you sit down with them at the end of the 28th day, or how does that work?
Well, I communicate with them pretty well much on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 to 4 times a week, I check on each of my clients through that video and audio email interaction I was discussing earlier.
Right.
I also put in phone calls and follow up with them as much as I possibly can throughout their journey. It's really important that I stay in touch and make sure that they know that they are accountable to me.
Hey, Kim, you think you want to sign up? You know, this sounds like a great concept.
I do, and one of the questions that I have is, it sounds like a terrific program. Not only am I considering signing up, I have some friends who have decided to focus on getting healthy, and I'm going to recommend the program to them too.
Yay, thank you.
Look out for you, okay?
Nice. And, you know, I'm really impressed by what you said earlier about, you know, working out smart and, you know, using your time wisely. And, you know, my question is, sometimes it's easy to get started or easy to think about, you know, doing this in your life, but how do you encourage your clients to stay motivated and, you know, keep up with not only the program, but like you said, making it this regimen a part of their lifestyle?
Well, Kim, that's a very great question, and I spend a lot of time making sure that all of my efforts are really channeled into that end result. It's extremely important that people recognize working out and eating healthy, it's not something that you just do to get the extra weight off because you want to look good at your class reunion. You know, it's not something that you do just because you have a dress that you want to slide into 2 weeks today. It's definitely something that you want to make your lifestyle so that you can experience the inherent benefits time and time again. Now, it has been scientifically proven that it takes 21 days to form a habit, good or bad. So what I try to do with my clients is I try to get them to stick with my program at least, you know, 21 to 28 days so that they can form those habits, and then all we have to do is maintain their efforts. You will be so surprised the number of people who start with a gym membership and they're done with their membership in 2 to 3 weeks. They didn't even give themselves an honest opportunity to form a good habit. So what I try to do is to get them to do that repetitious behavior, hold them accountable. Each week I have my members send over to me their efforts for that week's workout. So I review that information, I give them feedback, you know, we discuss things, a lot of emails are going back and forth, a lot of interaction, which is very, very important. And, you know, of course, as the business grows, I have other people on my team that can also absorb some of those, some of that communication as well. But I want to reach as many people as possible to promote a lifestyle of health and fitness. And that's why I decided to go at it online rather than in person.
I think that was a great idea. I've dealt with a personal trainer, and you know, it's time is always tight, but if you do something at home via online, it's a nice twist. I tell you, I give you kudos for the idea, and I wish you success. I think it's going to do very well for you because we're an online nation now.
Absolutely.
You know, so everything that you want to do is point click now.
And also, I just want to mention, it's a new feature that I'm adding. As of next week, my members, for that same average rate of $45 a month, my members will be able to work out with me 30 minutes a week on my web TV program.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, Kim, all right. I want to see when this membership is done, okay? I'm going to reach out to Chantel, okay, to make sure you are on board. We're going
to
check on you. I'm going to make sure Jack is aware of this as well, even though he's not here this evening. Okay, I am on my own personal regiment there, Chantel. I'm in the gym. You know,
all right.
I'm doing my thing, you know. I'm in there hitting that bean bag, you know. I'm hitting the little weights. I'm trying to keep it nice, you know.
Trying to keep it tight.
Yeah, trying to keep it tight.
Is he really keeping it tight, Kim? Is he really?
He's not keeping it tight. All right,
I'm keeping it tight enough, okay?
All right.
You have to pray for him.
Well, Chantel, we're going to do some birthdays and shout-outs. Can you hang on the line for a couple of minutes?
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity.
One second, and we're going to, if you've been listening, again, you're listening to the LC and Jack radio show with Kim from Kim's Commentary, and we also have Chantel Pencurry from RealPeopleGetFit.com. Our birthdays this week is Kim's favorite special man, Chris Brown, R&B singer. Big 2-0 this week. All right, she's rocking that cradle.
Wow.
Happy birthday to one of our listeners, Felicia Robinson. Happy birthday. And I must give a happy belated birthday to my mom. Okay, happy birthday, Mom, and happy birthday to all from the LC and Jack radio show. I want to give special shout-outs to Robbo Fitz, Scott Kern, Damon Leach, Regina Brown, Cornbread, my man, and Michael Thrasher. Big up from the LC and Jack radio show. And also to my partner, Jack, who is out and about, but I'm sure we'll be back on the show next week. Kim, do you have any shout-outs?
I do. I want to say a happy belated birthday to my wonderful love Alyssa Michelle Walker Reed. She turned 14 last week.
Wow.
And, you know, to everybody else who celebrated a birthday recently, really happy, happy birthday.
And I must also give a big up and happy birthday to my dad as well. Mom and Dad's birthday are very close together. So, again, happy birthday to both of them. I would not be here if they didn't do the do, put LC here in the world here. So, big up to both of them. We welcome you to give us a call. Our number here in the studio is area code 346-843-4738. Again, we have the big dog, the CEO from RealPeopleGetFit.com, and Chantel Penn Curry is here.
Hello.
So give us a call if you have any specific questions, or check her out. She has had an opportunity, Chantel, to check out your site and saw some great testimonials that's going on from some of your clients and some of the video that you had up as well. So very impressive. I like it. Pictures are sharp. I mean, I can't tell you some of the websites I go to, the pictures look pretty shady. Just not sharp, but I mean, your site is on point. And, you know, when you launched, it seems like everything was put in place. So kudos to you
well, thank you.
That site. Like it. I like it a lot. Question is, I have for you, how, and you kind of answered this earlier, but I mean, to actually lose a steady stream of weight over a period of time, say anywhere from 3 to 6 months, how is there an average weight that you should be losing on a weekly or monthly basis, or that's really going to depend on the body mass?
It really depends on the person. You know, for it's a number of factors that goes into that. The thing that I believe in terms of getting sure results, is muscle weighs more than fat. Through strength training, and I mean lifting weights, and I'm not talking about little weights. I'm not talking about punk weight.
Okay.
No punk weight allowed. I don't need my female clients are not picking up 2 and 5 pounds. We're picking up, you know, 10 for beginners, 12, 15, 20 pound weights to curl with.
Mm-hmm.
Depending
right.
on, you know, of course, your strength level. I want to build that muscle so that we can burn, we can incinerate that fat in a very, very short period of time. That's what my goal is. And it's working.
Well, I can tell that, okay? I can tell that from the website, okay? And it was interesting. You actually, I think on one of the clips, you were showing if you're actually at work, some of the simple exercises that you can actually do. That's, you know, during the lunch break or whatever, you know, whatever few minutes that you might have at work. So that was very interesting.
Right. The cool thing about working out and working on your body is that you can literally do any exercise anywhere. You know, take a few minutes in your office during the day, close your door, get on your side, push up and get those tricep extensions off of the floor. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to see what you're doing. But it's something that you just do for yourself. When you're sitting in front of the television at home, you know, on commercial break, why not do 50, 60 crunches? You know, do some bicycles, do some, you know, a plank hold or something. Get those abs in while you're sitting there just on commercial breaks watching your favorite television program. So it's a number of things you can engage yourself in terms of physical activity. There was a time when my daughter was younger. She now has no time for me, of course, and she's a preteen. But when she was younger, we used to walk around our lake in our neighborhood. You know, I used to pull her on her roller skates while I rode the bike. I mean, there's a number of things you can do to keep yourself engaged in physical fitness.
How many times a week should you work out? Is there a set number or a minimum number?
You know, again, it's one of those things. It really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Personally, I believe that strength training anywhere from, you know, 4 to 5 times a week for me to maintain my physique is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I definitely use myself as a barometer when it comes to advising my clients, but it really is specific to the individual, what their level of fitness is, what their goals are. Everyone doesn't want to look like me, you know. Everyone doesn't want to, you know, people have different goals. You want to be a bodybuilder. You can be a lean individual. You want to have a track athlete's body. You know, it's people have different things that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And people also have different things that their bodies can actually accomplish. You know, everyone's not necessarily predisposed to have a, you know, a body like Serena Williams. So,
that's my
unfortunately.
Girl, okay?
I know.
That is my girl.
But we can get close to it.
Like,
yeah.
Right, Kim? Is that what you said a couple months back? Your body was like Serena's?
Well, I wish it was like Serena's. I'm going to get there. You know, I want Chantel to really quickly touch on something that I think is so important. Can you tell the listeners, you know, what being healthy adds to your life and how it impacts all of the areas of your life?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are so many inherent benefits. It's everything from, it could be as simple as a glow, you know, improved texture in your skin. Anytime you engage in physical activity and you get that oxygen going, you get that blood pressure, your heart rate up, your body doesn't have to work as hard to perform simple tasks like breathing. Like, you know, pumping that blood through your vessels. And it's just, it's little things that add more vitality to a person.
Yeah.
Also, it improves one's self-esteem and confidence. You know, when you walk into a room and you know you're looking good, you know you're fit, you know you're eating healthy, and it's not necessarily about, you know, what's on the outside. It's also the inside. Being clean and being fit on the inside out, it's extremely life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, for those of us who have children, our kids watch everything that we do. And I know for my almost 13-year-old, it's very important for me to establish really good habits so that she takes those habits into her own adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also an inherent benefit for, you know, any proud parent.
Yeah.
But skin texture, I mean, I noticed a change in my skin immediately.
Really?
You know, you start sweating out those toxins. You're not breaking
mm-hmm.
out as much. Your skin is not oily. You have more of a healthy glow. You know, your nails grow faster. Your hair grows faster. It's just, I mean, I could go on and on.
Well,
but
Kim,
to me, just
like
one of those things is worth it.
We have some work to do, Kim.
I do. I acknowledge that totally, but I'm getting there slowly but surely. And
Didn't you have a New Year's resolution? And I think that faded out after the first month or so, didn't you?
No,
she was in the gym, Chantel, and she faded out after the first couple of weeks.
You see why?
No. I hear it, girly.
I'm gonna get there with Chantel way before you do. So.
Yeah, okay, all right. I'm doing my thing. Okay, I'm being in the gym tomorrow, sweating it out, doing my cardio, working hard, baby.
Remember, work hard.
Now, Kim, we're gonna do our 150-pound leg extensions and then just step on them. It'll go away. Then.
Bring it, baby. Bring it. Well, Kim, do you have anything for Chantel before we wrap up?
Well, I'm definitely, like I said, I talked to my friends about your program. And I'm, you know, just especially proud of the work you're doing because it's very important. And congratulations, and please continue to keep it up.
Ken, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I really appreciate you guys supporting me and the opportunity. It's been fun.
Well, Chantel, we thank you very much for being a part of the LC and Jack radio show. We will support you in the future and keep us abreast of your business and what's happening with it. And we will let our listeners continue to let them know what the great things that your site offers them. So we wish you again the best of luck, and we look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
No, thanks for joining the show, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Great. We'll talk soon.
Great. Well, we have another edition there, Kim, of the LC and Jack radio show.
Yes, we do, my friend.
Yes. We held it down, and I'm sure I'm going to try to track down there Jack so we can get him on the program next week.
Jack, we missed you.
But we'd like to thank our audience again for tuning in for another filled edition and very informative edition of the LC and Jack radio show. Again, we thank our guest, Ms. Chantel Penn Curry from realpeoplegetfit.com. Check her out. Let us know. Hit us up at lcandjack@gmail.com. Until next week, we bid you adieu. Good night.
Good night, everybody.